Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your morning devotion. Today, our devotion comes again from Philippians. I'm still having just a blast reviewing Philippians, the first book that my parents had us memorize even before we could read. And I'm so grateful. I tell you, I'm so grateful to my parents for that. I think it's one of the greatest gifts, the greatest blessings is helping us memorize books of the Bible and hide God's word in our heart. And, you know, it's so much fun to go back through these scriptures and just see how they speak again and again and again to us, don't they? But today we're looking at Philippians 1, and what really stood out to me was verses 8 through 11. And Paul says, "For God is my witness, how greatly I long after you all with the affection of Jesus Christ." So it's not just him saying, "Hey, brother, I'm praying for you," or getting together in a circle at church and he's praying for the people around him because that's what you do, that's what everyone's doing. But he says, no, God is my witness. Like, I greatly, passionately, I long after you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, and this is what I pray. I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. You know, and I stopped and I thought about that. I thought, wow, is there anything greater that we could pray for somebody than that their love would abound more and more and more? And I thought about, you know, Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, it's this, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so Paul, he's praying this for them, that their love would continue to abound more and more, that it would abound in knowledge, that it would abound in discernment, so that they could be able to approve the things that are excellent, that they could know the things that are excellent, that they could be sincere, and they could be without accusation, without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And so this is what hit me this morning. And it may be something else that hits you out of this, but what hit me is, you know, God, help me to be praying fervently and consistently, passionately for the people that God's put in my life, in my circle, that I would pray that their love would abound yet more and more, that they would grow in knowledge, they'd grow in discernment, have fruits of righteousness would abound through their life so they could be sincere without offense. Wouldn't you love to know that people are praying that for you? Well, let's come before God and pray for our spouse, our children, the people God's put in our circle. You know, and as you pray, as God just brings people to mind, just pray fervently and passionately. And let's make this, with God's help, something that we do consistently. And, you know, I pray that it already is, but let's continue. And maybe this will encourage you to stay at it. All right, now let's go out there and make this an amazing day, super ultra awesome, fantastic day, as we love God and we love our fellow man. God bless.